All right. God, Lord, we just thank you so much for another time together with you, fellowshipping and speaking the things of the word and getting new revelations for some of us, probably all of us. And Lord, we just praise you and we glorify you for all the work that you're going to do tonight in us. Father, let your Holy Spirit come down and fill us all, Lord, with him, that with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that there's nothing left but you, Lord, in us, and that we walk and we talk by your leading, Lord, and we praise you for it. We thank you, Lord, that tonight going to be some lessons learned. Tonight there's going to be some awesome testimonies and praise reports of things that you have done for the prayers that have been sent up, Lord. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that are fixing to be answered too. The ones that we're fixing to put up to you, Lord, because we know that we have an open heaven to you, Lord. And we just praise you for it. And we thank you, Lord, that your angels, we loose your angels right now to come out and keep the communications going between us and everybody else in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I thank you so much for the meeting we had this morning with the two gentlemen from over in Africa. It was awesome, Lord. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for all the healings that's taken place and going to take place. All the deliverances that have taken place and are going to take place. And all the signs and wonders that have taken place and going to take place. Even more so, Lord, in the days ahead. And I ask for your anointing upon everyone here, Lord, that would consecrate themselves to be wholly, entirely dedicated to you, Father. And I praise you, Father, that you're going to place it in our hearts every day to do that same thing, just consecrate ourselves to you. And thank you, Lord, that we are over our flesh. We overcomers over our flesh, and we tell it what to do rather than it tells us what to do. And I praise you, Father, for getting that into us and giving us the strength and endurance to and the faith to believe, Father, that we are holy. That when we look in the mirror, we see Jesus. And we walk out into the world giving Jesus. And that the love of Jesus would be in our hearts. The tenderness of Jesus would be in each one of us. The humility of Jesus would be in each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that we have a bunch of folks here that wants to look just like you, Lord. Walk in your steps, talk in like you talk. And I thank you, Father, for working that in each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Bless us tonight with the gifts, Lord. Let them be in operation. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, anybody got a prayer request? But I'm going to tell you something. I'm excited tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. And if you ain't excited, you need to get saved. Glory to God. I'm telling you what. Amen for you. Glory to God. Let me tell you what happened. Anybody want to know what happened with Rion and Claire? We prayed Saturday night, you remember? Okay, let me get it here. Aha. Here it is. Remember we prayed for Jono? We prayed for Jono. Hi, Michael. She said, hi, Michael. She said, hi, Michael. This is tremendous good news. Our Lord is faithful to answer the fervent prayers of the saints. Glory to God. We continue to stand in faith for all processes that will point to God's hand in this man's healing. Here's a message from his wife, Michelle. Jono update from Michelle. As we hit the 9-day mark since Jono's accident, we are encouraged by his fighting spirit in this very trying season. We are thankful to Jesus for giving us daily strength. We are thankful for every prayer, call, and message of inspiration. God's love and the kindness of family and friends is what is keeping me going. So much has changed in this short space of time for the better. Jono has moved from critical to stable. While he remains mostly asleep, the task at hand is to now slowly wake him up, which is a process. Patient endurance. His body has been through a lot, and we're told due to his exceptional fitness level, we know it's God, don't we? Strength and clean living lifestyle, that this process will be exactly that, a process as his body adjusts to a lower level of pain medicine in the days to come. We remain hopeful and we do not cease our prayers. We remain strong for our precious children who, as you can imagine, just want daddy home. Our journey will be long, but we are so appreciative to our Lord Jesus that we have a journey to embark on. Love and hugs. Love and hugs, Michelle and family. This is my note. This is Claire's note. I know God can heal a McDonald's addict if he or she believed. And had prayer warriors doing their jobs. However, I am pleased he is healthy and strong, but stronger in the Lord. Please let our brethren on outreach know as I am taking my children to the gymnastics and tennis lessons in the city. So she's gone off to Claire has with the kids. But here's what I want to pray. I want to pray that these doctors and Jono will understand it's God and it's not his strength. It's not his athletic ability, but it's God doing it. Father, I just lift up Jono to you, and I lift up the spirit of his family. And Lord, I ask and I pray right now that you do a mighty supernatural miracle in his life again by taking him off a stable condition and getting him into rehab, which is your rehab, which he'll be entirely healed, delivered, and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Jono and Michelle. And let them know that it's you. It's not anybody but you, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. But I didn't think he'd come out of critical. What happened is, so for those of you who don't know, he got hit by a car while riding his bicycle. Just T-boned. All right, we got another praise report from Claire. Say hello again. Good news. Remember Andrea? She asked us to pray for Andrea and Robert. Okay. Good news. I was unable to see Andrea for tea, but God opened another door. I was able to make her and Rob a dinner and take some lovely little girls and cards for them. She had an appointment in the city. She's keen to get together next week. Please continue standing in faith for those walls to come down, glory to God. And she was open to a hug and then came in for a second one. And then kind of just stayed in my arms for a bit. Oh, Lord, thank you for your love, your light, and your warmth. Thank you for making us relational beings. She said, Michael, this place is alive with the possibility of revival. Amen. We believe it. We thank you for it, Father. And amen. Glory to God. We just praise you, Father, for answered prayer, for bringing those walls down. all the way down, Lord. And we thank you that Robert's coming in too, and that anger's gone out of him. And we just praise you, Father, for what you're doing in their life, that family's life, and revival. Lord God Almighty, that would be awesome right there, Lord, in that little town. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Yeah, Geneva, go ahead, girl. You got some good news too, don't you?
I do, but I think Theo and them, I think they were before me.
Oh, were they? Okay. I'm sorry. Somebody go ahead. I don't care. One somebody.
Go ahead, Geneva.
Okay. All right. So Marissa, I don't want to ruin it, so I'll play this video, but she recorded this so that way, hold on a second, let me get it here. She recorded this so that way everybody could see. I don't know if you all can see that. Can you all see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if I turn it up all the way here. She's on a airplane right now. That's why she recorded this.
Hi, everyone. I just want to give a quick praise report. Sorry I can't be here tonight. I am visiting my dad, and I'm about to go on a plane and fly back home. So we can't be there tonight. But I just wanted to thank you guys for praying about receiving the Spirit for me. And I just want to give the glory to the Lord. On last Friday, I called Michael and we prayed, and I received the Holy Spirit and received the gift of tongues, and it was an awesome experience. It brought tears to my eyes, and I'm so thankful for all of you guys for this ministry, and for Brother Michael for praying with me, and Geneva and Isaac for even just talking to me about the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to praise the Lord, and I'm just really excited. So thank you guys for praying for me. I appreciate it. I'll be praying for you guys, and I hope you have a good Bible study.
Yeah. So when Marissa called me, I was like, woo! I knew as soon as I saw her name pop up on my phone, I was like, thank you, Jesus. I started getting tears in my eyes. She was so excited. Marissa's always joyful, but I haven't heard her be that joyful in a long time. That was a joy of the Lord for sure.
Oh, you should have heard her when we were praying. Oh my goodness. It was awesome.
Yeah.
When I had a little bit of a teaching, just a little bit. And I said, okay, raise your arms. And she raised her arms. I said, now, the Holy Spirit's fixing to come all over you, girl. And I prayed, asked the Lord to come down. He did. He did his thing. She did her thing. And she was praising God in English. At first, I said, quit that English and come on, start. And she just went right straight into the full language. I'm telling you, it was awesome. And she, we were both crying, actually.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
It was a happy cry, though. It was a happy cry. She was just so joyful. It was hard not to be joyful with her, you know. I said, well, you need to call Geneva. She said, I'm going to.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Marissa. We thank you, Father, that she's going to use that gift and be a prayer warrior for you, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Leo or Theo.
Praise the Lord. I have another one, another praise report. With my trip this last week, I have been really struggling with the flesh and the mind and trying to do things on my own, which doesn't get you anywhere. So the Lord just saw to it that I could make it down to UBM. And the whole trip down there, I was being just attacked. Like, where are you going? These people are holy. These people are believers, and you are such a screw up, you know, just like that. And worse things, you know. And even when I got there and I'm sitting there with everybody, I'm hearing this voice, you better be quiet. Don't speak up. They're going to think you're going to be embarrassed and this and that. They're going to look at you like, look at this guy, you know. I was like, nope, I'm going to speak up. And I did. And they cast every one of those demons out of me. Praise the Lord. I can now focus on reading more. I want to read more, which is something I struggled with. Just having that desire. The spirit wants it, but the flesh was weak. And all those hindering spirits just basically, my mind was so polluted with all that garbage from the past that I never got freed from. And here I was trying to, by the flesh, by works, because I mean, I came with that question. I was like, what's the boundary? You know, how much works can you apply before you fall out of grace? Because that was my struggle. Well, it's all grace, you know, and I knew that, but still I'm trying to apply my own works. So yeah, I had some pretty nasty demons in there blocking me and distracting me and not letting me focus. Even with teachings, I'd listen to the teachings and a minute later I'm off somewhere missing everything because my mind is gone. You know, my mind was in under the power of Satan. That's all I can say. And praise the Lord, I'm free and life is good. I'm excited. This is awesome. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, we had a good time with Theo. Got some fishing in too, didn't you?
Yep.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us, too. Thank you, Jesus. There's no sense in being just hanging around, you know. Get delivered and get going. Glory to God. Amen. All right, David, go ahead, brother. Look like he froze up. Go ahead, David.
Which David?
David, is there two of them got their hands up? David Tomaszek. He had his hand up.
Your sister. Can you unmute him, Michael?
I can't. You're going to have to unmute yourself, David. I can't do it. They took that away from me. I guess he went out and coming back in. All right. Anybody else? Got a prayer request or want to talk? Give a testimony, praise report. All right, go ahead, Isaac.
Hey, guys. It's good to see y'all today.
Hey, brother.
Hey. I got a little praise report. It may seem like small peas and potatoes, but it's to me it wasn't. So for one, I think I said it. I came out of that spirit of infirmity. And it was just like Michael said, because when he prayed for me, I felt everything just drain and go away. That is no joke, man. I felt to go and it just went. And I was jumping up and down. But like he said, Satan did a wheelie and came back. And we fought that fight in faith. And I come up out of it. It took me a while, but I come up out of it. And I tell you what, if my faith, you know. The Lord has blessed me to let me just stay in his word in that regard. And I held on to it and it broke off completely. And I was back to working. So I want to say that, but but during that trial, man, the Lord took here's where the testimony comes in, because both testimonies, but the Lord took my addiction of coffee away. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a cup of coffee. I'm not saying that. If you like coffee, go for it. No big deal. But for me, I had to have it. If I had it, it affected my body. If I didn't have it, it affected my body. I mean, really, I had esophagus problems. And that was coming from a doctor like years ago. But man, I've been drinking coffee, and I can drink coffee all the way from the morning to night and just keep drinking it. I was drinking a lot of coffee. I work a lot. I don't drink any more coffee at all. And he took that away from me, man. Just boom, and it's gone. No more coffee. And I feel good. I have it doesn't afflict me. I just wanted to say that. I wanted to give God glory for that.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yeah, it could be an addiction. Yeah, David, go ahead, brother.
Sorry, earlier something happened. My computer froze up or something. More like the enemy's trying to stop us from praise. But I got two praise reports. Monday, right before Phil left, when he was visiting us, I told him about that my truck was having troubles. The turbo was going bad, and it was about a $500 fix. And I'm like, I don't know where to get that money. So I was talking to the head leader of the technicians at work. And I was like, you mind if I just stay after work and take my turbo off, see if I could clean it up, maybe fix it? He's like, sure. So I take it apart, and it's far worse than I thought. I took the turbo apart, and it was unfixable. And I come up to a lead tech, and I was like, you want to take a look at this, see if this is even halfway usable? He looks at it, he's like, I wouldn't recommend. I was like, I don't know what to do at this point. And he's like, well, he's like, there's a big box of old turbos. He's like, go dig one of them up. He's like, just hopefully it works. So I was like, thanks. He's like, they're throwing them away anyway, so might as well. So I go back there and find the exact turbo I need, put it together, and praise God, it runs good now, and all for no money. It was all free. And today at work, I was fixing a truck, and I wasn't really limited on time on it, but I was like, it would be nice to at least hear it running today. And when I came in the morning, the heads on the motor were barely on there. I had to start from the heads of the motor and work its way up. And then, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. I was just waving at, I believe that's...
I thought you guys trying to get my attention. You couldn't hear me or something.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. And then I was like, I would probably need to get done at least this much before lunchtime to even get it running. And I didn't reach that mark. And I was like, I come in after lunch. I was like, I don't know if I'll hear this thing running, but I might get it close. And then I started singing a song that I like. And it says, God's in time, on time, every time. And I started singing that song, and next thing I know it, I'm starting the truck. And it's running, and it was awesome. And on the way home, I was listening to a few songs, and I was like, I remember Theo talking about how after he visited you guys over there, he's like, I felt freedom in songs and all this. And I was driving home and was like, God, how do I feel that freedom? I was like, how do I finally just feel you and everything? Like, feel the spirit. And then a song came on, We Are Standing on Holy Ground. And Holy Spirit just took over, and I mean, I felt the presence. I had tears going down my eyes, and I started praying. I was like, thank you, Lord, for opening up that freedom. And it was just awesome.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for freedom, for being bound up on a church pew. Thank you, Lord, for freedom to get up and dance if you want to, hug somebody's neck or cry. It don't make a never mind bit of difference. Thank you, Lord. Awesome. That's great, David. Thank you for that. That was awesome, brother. Ooh, my. I feel his presence in here. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, just wanted to, we prayed last, I don't know if it was Saturday or Thursday for Ron, my nephew Ron, who had been, had a section of his intestines removed. And then Sandy, his sister, called me. And so we prayed for him. I think it was Thursday, last Thursday. But anyway, he was in a bunch of pain and, you know, struggling and being kind of nasty. I think most of it must have just been the pain that he was in or whatever. But anyway, yesterday, Sandy texted me and she said, Ron is home. Doctor said he hasn't had a patient recover as fast as Ron did. He asked me to bring him breakfast, so I did, and he ate all of it. He really feels good. Praise the Lord. So that's cool. So I'm thanking the Lord for that, and also for kind of reestablishing my relationship and fellowship with my nephews. So that's pretty cool too. So thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. This is awesome. All right. Anybody else? I just want to take a minute and glorify God and praise God for what he's done just this past few days. Father, we just thank you so much for answering prayer, Lord, bringing the walls down, delivering people, setting people free in their worship. Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, you're worthy of our praises, Father. You're an awesome God. I'm telling you, you're an awesome God, and we love you, and we want to serve you with all of our hearts, Lord, and absolutely surrender everything to you, Lord, so that we can experience that walk that Jesus walked. And we praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And we praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing in each and every one of us, showing us your grace and your mercy upon us, Lord. Amen and amen. Ooh, my. Praise God forevermore. All right, Dominique, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Dominique.
My bad. There's been a lot of praise reports today. It's awesome, and I'm no short of them either. Me and my group have been more on track lately, and on top of that, I prayed for this lady at my work. I work at a gas station. She came in and she said that her arm was hurting, but she broke it last year, and it's still been sore. So I said, hey, can I, you know, do you mind if I pray for it? I was really nervous. I haven't done this in a while. And she said, of course. She's like, how do you know I was a Christian? I said, I actually didn't. And I prayed over it. And she started crying. She said, it feels better already. She said, thank you so much. This is amazing. And I, you know, hey, I glorified God. Said, it's all God, you know, not me. And she was really happy, though. It was a good experience.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Dominique, giving him confidence in you, Lord, and trust in you. And we praise you, Father, for backing up everything that we pray in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else? Anyone else? Going once, going twice. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody got any comments on anything?
Michael.
Yes.
I would like to mention to Theo that all of them, I've been blessed by hearing all these testimonies. They've been a blessing. But because Theo was down with us, I just want to bless him. I saw how his wife was really enjoying the testimony that she got blessed too. Even though she wasn't with us, I could see she got blessed too. And Lord, I thank you that next time he comes down, they'll be able to bring the whole family.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what they're gonna happen. They're gonna bring the whole family down. Thank you, Lord. All right. Everybody needs to take a break and come down at the same weekend. And we'll have a party on the mountain. Amen. Bring your tent, sir. All right. Anybody got anything else they'd like to pray about or would like to talk about? Now, I know we've got a subject for tonight. Pat gave us a subject last week. There's Tim in the sound chamber.
Not tonight.
Hi, Benita. Do what, Tim?
Not tonight.
Oh, okay. It's a lot better. That's a lot better. Okay. Go ahead, Geneva.
Just real quick. I don't want to hold us up or anything, but I just want to pray again for my taste and my smell. Me and Morgan are still believing, but I the Lord did heal us, and like those symptoms that I was having, we just kept believing, kept thanking the Lord. And I was reading it was one of David's books. It's power or weakness is the way to God's power. And I was reading that one, and it was like perfect, the scriptures at the time, and I can't remember the name of the scripture, I think it's chapter 4, but anyways, it was just perfect. And so I was outside on my patio, and I got up and I started dancing and thanking the Lord and jumping up and down. And I was just praising him. And the next day I woke up and I didn't have a headache. My breathing was good. Me and Morgan went out and went for a run. We were able to run. I was still slow, but that's okay. I think that's just me. Naturally. But anyways, I just, you know, so the Lord has healed us. So right now I'm just, you know, just prayer for, and with my faith too, that the taste and smell comes completely back. I'm getting little hints, and that's a praise. So yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for answering to prayer. Thank you, Lord, that she is completely healed and that stuff ain't coming back in Jesus' name. Amen. We declare it and decree it. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Praise be to God forevermore. We know and we believe. Thank you, Father. All right, anyone else? Amen, Julie. Amen. Yeah, Pat, go ahead, brother. I'll get right back to you, Fia.
Michael, I just want to say I have been under attack all for probably since last weekend. And it's like a hammer. All the it's like everything, it just seems, I can't even explain it. It's just constant negative thoughts coming my way and bombarding it almost reminded me of what Theo was saying there, that, you know, you're no good, you never will be, and, you know, you're worthless, you've failed, you're a failure. It's like constant. The thing is, I know the Lord has a purpose in it, and I asked him to lead me to some scriptures just to kind of wrap my brain around it, I guess. So I opened the Bible and stuck my finger down, and I ended up in Psalm 64. And I just wanted to read that because it just seemed to like hit exactly what I'm going through right now. And so verse 1, it said, a psalm of David, hear my voice, O Lord, in my complaint. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity, who have wet their tongue like a sword and have aimed their arrows even with bitter words. And that seemed to be hitting me this week because it seemed like people that don't even normally criticize me were jumping on the bandwagon this week. I'm not laughing. I'm just thinking it's weird, but whatever. And so they may shoot in secret places at the perfect. Suddenly they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil purpose. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who will see them? They search out iniquities. We have accomplished, they say, a diligent search, and the inward thought of the heart of everyone is deep. But God will shoot at them with an arrow, suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall be made to stumble, their own tongue being against them. All that see them shall wag the head, and all men shall fear, and they shall declare the work of God, and shall wisely consider his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. So the psalm itself ends really well, but getting to the end has been rough. It's been a rough week. So I just wanted to, I don't know if I'd like to ask for prayer, basically, just to help me to lock on to what God is doing and open up my eyes to his truth, guide me into the steps that I should be taking. And that is my prayer, I guess.
Amen. I'm believe, Theo, you want to say something? I believe the Lord wants you to say something.
Yeah, I have just the answer. I just received that this week or last week. Yeah, I tried. I sought the Lord for what he wanted me to do, and I thought I had the answers, and I went and did those things, and it was kind of just a range of motions you go through. There's really no anointing because the Lord hasn't led you to do it. You're just doing it out of works. For example, every day I'm waking up with these songs on my lips. I'm waking up singing, you know, I've never had that. And even Lana, she's over here like, man, you are singing all the time. I was like, you know what? You're right. I am. And I'm walking around and just, I heard probably actually every song I heard over at UBM was a brand new song to me. I've never known them. I recorded a bunch on my phone and I took pictures of the songbooks and I looked those songs up and beautiful songs, you know, just, it's like, oh, I can't explain it. It's like a group of angels just singing to me, you know, on my phone. So once those demons were kicked out, the freedom was there. I mean, there was no, it was just, Lord, you lead me and that's it, you know. And, you know, just today I read a verse about how we should work, you know, and like in life, it's, we work for food, right? To survive. Well, in John, I already forgot what the verse was. Let me find it real quick. Here, I'll find it. I'll post it in the chat. How's that? But yeah, I tried. I really did. I tried really hard and I fought my flesh for a long time doing things out of works because your spirit is willing, but your body can't because your mind is, I'm not saying this is you, Pat, but my mind was just taken over by demons and I had a feeling that's what it was, but I still pushed through and I worked and worked and worked and got nowhere. So that was the answer for me. Freedom was when all those demons were kicked out. I was able to just receive. That's it. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You ready to get delivered, Pat? Amen, brother. All right. Everybody, put your attention toward Pat. In Jesus' name, I come against these hindering spirits. I command the spirit of rejection to go in Jesus' name. You have to. I command the spirit of religion to go in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of fear of man to go in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit of intellectualism to go in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit that's hindering him from praising you, Lord, and to believe in, Father, that he can trust you implicitly. I command it to go right now in Jesus' name. I command every spirit that Pat's had to deal with to go right now in Jesus' name. I command it by the power and the blood of Jesus. You have to go. He's a child of God, and you have to leave him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the freedom that you've given him in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I command every spirit to go from him. And Father, I ask right now that you fill him up with your joy and your peace in his heart in Jesus' name, and place in him, Lord, faith, great and bold faith to believe you, Lord, that it is done in Jesus' name, and that he can get up and dance around and praise you all day long if he wants to, Lord. And we command that spirit of heaviness off of him in the name of Jesus. That spirit of depression, go in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Ooh, my. There it is. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, it's done, Pat. It's done. It's done. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody said amen and amen, because Pat is free. And he who is free indeed. Glory to God. My. Oh, Jesus. I just, amen, me too. This is good. Oh, glory to God. What we got here? Yeah, David, Julie, everybody raise your hands that want some of this, because we're going to pray and God's going to answer our prayers. Just raise your hand, Barbara, and everybody that wants some of it. I look like a, I'll tell you what, raise your hands like a funnel, because he's fixing to fill you up, and you want as much as you can get. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your delivering power, the Holy Spirit, to fill us up and to move out every hindering spirit in us. In the name of Jesus, we command it by the power and the blood of Jesus. Every hindering spirit in this fellowship, leave and go in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, that we're free. We are free in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for your joy and your peace in each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, my, there's a light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Receive it, folks, because there it is. It's here. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. David, I want you to raise your hands because he's fixing to fill you up big time. Up, there you go. Like that right there, because he's... Thank you, Father, for doing that for David right now. In Jesus' name, fill him up to completion, Lord, to fullness, Lord. And we praise you for it. And his wife, Alina, too. And we praise you, Father, for putting joy in this family, taking depression, oppression, go in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, for that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we take. We discouragement go from Vanita right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for your joy and your peace and your trust that you're placing in her right now, to trust you, Lord, and to endure in her faith to see this, the trial, through in Jesus' name. Because when it's through, it's going to be an awesome, awesome time with you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. And Lord, I just ask and I pray that you bring peace in everyone's heart, joy. And Lord, place in us a trust that we can just trust you. Every time we know we open our mouth up to pray to you, Lord, we know it's going to be answered because you love us and you desire us to be close to you, Lord, and to be led by your Spirit. And we praise you, Father, for it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Amen and amen. Everybody receive that? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Father. Amen and amen. Ooh, my. Thank you, Lord. I ask, Lord, right now that you put joy and peace in Debbie's heart right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for filling that her house up with you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. She's our sister in Christ, and we praise you, Father, for the love that you're flowing into her right now, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for doing that for our sister Debbie. In Jesus' name. My. Ooh, such a presence. Lord, and I ask that you fill up Gano's house too. In Jesus' name. With nothing but you, Lord. Everything gone but you, Lord. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. And give her peace of mind on what she has to do, or whatever a thing comes up, Lord, that you're in charge. And she's going to be led by your leading, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Everybody receive it? I do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's such an awesome God. He is such an awesome God. All right. I don't know what else to do. I feel so good. Yeah, Guy, no, go ahead.
Well, thank you for the prayer. I was just would like this group to believe with me for my neighbors that we prayed for last night. You know, just that the spirit of faction and unforgiveness and anger and bitterness and all that has to go in Jesus' name. And that the Lord will show himself in a big way and give them peace and joy in that household. And that's what I'm believing for them. And I just thank him for changing my heart and having me to see them in the light that I should see them, that they're going through a very big trial. And I should not look at what I see or pay attention to what I hear, because it does not matter. That all of that is in God's hands and he'll take care of it. Thank you, Father. I thank you and praise you for what you're going to work in that household over there, that you are going to solve it. And if there's anything that you would have me to do, that I would hear your voice and I would be obedient to do it, to share your word. I've been listening to teachings that I so would like to share with them, but it has to be the right time. It has to be God's time. And so I thank you, Father, for guiding me and working in them. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, because we know it's already done.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing both of them into the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
With the truth.
Yes.
Not another Jesus.
Yes. And and I guess also probably a religious spirit to cast that down in Jesus' name. And that they would hear truth, and that God would give them the grace to receive the truth of who he really is. Because when I was going to pray with him, he just says, well, that's the problem. So that just shows me that there's an issue there. So anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. So I just break that wall down in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. And he's the only one that can do it. And I know that he will. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them in. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Joe.
I'm working for a state-owned company here in South Africa, and the last 12 months we get it on average about 50% of our salaries, but there's rumors now we're only getting 20% this month. I just want to agree with me for more than that, for people's really struggling with the amount of money they're getting for the salaries.
Somebody help me. Go with Julie.
So the government's holding back majority of your pay again. So they're only saying you're only going to get like 20%. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, we don't receive that in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Joe, his family, and it's not just him, it's all these people down there in South Africa, Lord. We just bind up and cast down all of this oppression, this domineering and controlling and manipulating witchcraft in Jesus' name. We break its power in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for restoring everything that the enemy has been stealing. I thank you, Lord, that Joe and others, they're not gonna have to endure this, Lord, that you're gonna give them more than they can even ask or think, that his paycheck's gonna be more than what they're saying. It's gonna be more than the norm. It's gonna be more than what they are expecting and what they threaten in Jesus' name. Father, I don't wanna put a dollar amount or a percentage on there. I'm gonna let you bless Joe and bless his socks off in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for his patience and endurance. And we just thank you, Father, for bringing down this wickedness, this witchcraft that's happening there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for you hate unbalanced scales, Lord, and you hate unrighteousness and all this unfair paying of employees what they need, Father. We thank you, Lord, for doing something and something in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Lord, we just ask and we pray that where there is a light, that you multiply the fishes and the loaves, Lord, in Joe and Nora's family. We thank you, Father, for doing that for Joe. And let it be a lesson that, well, we don't have to depend on the government. We depend on you, Lord. And we know that you're going to get Joe exactly what he needs and what has to have. And we thank you, Father, for placing in him to point to whatever it is that he needs to multiply. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Looky here, God is teaching us already about what to do when the wilderness comes. Because the government ain't going to take care of us.
Yeah.
It's going to be Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let us know, Joe, because I know you're fixing to do it.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Michael?
Yes.
I'd like to pray with that, too.
All right.
We just come against those deep state. I know there were deep states all over the world. We come against this deep state that works with the demons. We command those to cease their activities and any or more plans that they're trying to do against these people, our people, our brothers and sisters, will not come to pass. They will fall to the ground and die. And thank you, Father God, for delivering our people and setting them free from the lies of the enemy and the oppression that they're trying to do against our people, our brothers and sisters. And we just thank you for deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All right. What, Maximus got a prayer request? Go ahead, Phil.
Actually doing just fine now. I have a praise request. I have something in my middle back to the right side a little bit. I don't know if it's a popped out vertebrae or a muscle knot. I don't know what it is, but I know the Lord can take care of it. And I just want you all to agree with me that in the name of Jesus, it is gone.
Amen.
I am healed by his stripes. And whatever I pray and ask for, it is done. As I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We command whatever it is to be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Theo and all of us, because he's part of the body. We don't want nobody sick in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that he is healed, delivered, and set free by your power. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. It's done. It is done. Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Can I share a couple of testimonies, Michael?
Yes, ma'am. You certainly
might. I know you want to talk about something else, but...
We can just barely see you. You look like you're about to fall out of the couch.
Here I am. first of all, there was a visitation with Danny, and the next day was a celebration of life ceremony. And I've been praying for my a grandson of mine, son of my first marriage, and they're estranged, you know, they don't have a relationship. And of course, since that makes it me not have one with them either, but I've seen him here and there. And I've been praying for him, but I turned and looked at one part of the crowd. It was outside, I think outside, and he was there. His name is Jordan. I think I've shared prayer for him before. He was there. So, and a real strong message of salvation went forth. And he heard that. So, and there were a lot of people there that weren't believers, so many family members and stuff. But I was still so blessed that God brought him there. I was not expecting that. And I got to talk to him, sat across from him at the table and we were eating, and it was really wonderful. It was really nice. So God's doing something there. And he was talking to his dad for quite a while, to my son Albert. They were talking for quite a while. So the Lord did a wonderful thing there. I think he's not done. So, yeah, I believe God planted a seed there.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for
that
seed to fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And then a victory needed a car. She'd been provided a wonderful car. We thought it was a wonderful car. It seemed like one, but what happened was it's hoses, transmission hoses rotted, and it all came out, and wouldn't, of course, she couldn't use her car then, just sat for the longest time for like several weeks and just dried up, you know, just got so dry. She finally got a Christian mechanic friend of ours, came out to, well, I was there, I got hold of him, and he came out and spent time with fixing that car and getting new hoses, and I took him with his car to go with him to help him get the hoses and stuff, and fixed it, and they started to drive off to go to the store again for something else, and they went about a block and was doing funny, strange things, so we had to drive it backwards back home. And he told her, what you're going to need to do for the few days, for not maybe not too long, is work these gears, put it, you know, drive and all the gears down and then back up every couple hours. And that's supposed to lubricate everything. Well, she was doing this and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. It would go into reverse, but it wouldn't go into anything else. And just skip over everything. So then the thought was coming that maybe she should just have this transmission fixed. And then she's looking for other cars to get one, because I told her that I would get her a car, and because the Lord blessed me to be able to bless her, and it was all Jesus. And so, but back and forth on that, it was just very kind of really nerve-wracking, stressful, because it kept bouncing back and forth. So then we talked to the mechanic again, and he said that, you know what, it's not worth it to put a transmission in that car, especially if she does get something else. It's a 96, and so, you know, it's other things I saw wrong with it underneath. So we didn't deal with that anymore. Okay, so she's looking for minivans. But he said, have her look and find something and let me know. If she finds something, I'll come out and I'll check it out and test it and see how it is. So I got out of the picture. I wasn't looking anymore. And she was just looking. And she kept contact with a couple people. And me and my son-in-law went to meet somebody who was going to bring the van out to that mechanic place, our mechanic's place, and so he could check it out, but they never showed. And someone else was gonna bring it to her house and they never showed. So things were just falling apart. And they would even get pulled down off a marketplace. So anyway, so it got to a point of, oh no, Friday's coming around. We're leaving Sunday and here's Friday. And I was just praying, God, I'm leaving. I wanna help her get a car. She has to have a car. And I walked with her all the places that she walks with these kids to go to the store and stuff, just a lot of walking. So she does, these three kids. And so and she's got court day coming up, but she's got in Chicago appointment for Jonah. And so really was praying, and I heard the Lord speak to me and tell me 11th hour God. That's just what I heard. I thought, yes, you are an 11th hour God. I'm believing you're going to come through, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know her needs. She really needs this. And so after that happened, she said, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with these minivans. I'm going to stop looking for minivans. I'm just going to look for a car. So she found a car right away. She called it, and it seemed really, really good. Mileage and the year and the price, really good. And so she called it and asked, it seemed like it was like 35 minutes away. She said, can you bring it out to me? I can't get there to see it. And the young kid said, well, I'll talk to my dad and see. And he texted back and said, yes, we'll bring it out. Okay, so we'll be there at 10 o'clock. This is about 8:30, that'd be at 10 o'clock at night. And so 10 o'clock is here, and he said, we're going to be later than, you know, we are at Armitage and Mannheim. So that's not 35 minutes from where Victory lived. It said in Marketplace they were in Clare, 35 minutes from where Victory lived. They were coming from Chicago, all the way from Chicago, drive over an hour to bring this out to her. And we were like, oh, wow. And so they were on their way already. And he said that when he got to our house, he found out that he had put the wrong zip code, wrong digit in the zip code number, which made it Clare, Illinois. If she had seen that it was Chicago, she would not have asked him to drive the car out there. So, but she thought it was Clare, so she did. And yet they still said yes. So they came out with the car, and she's just got that car now. It's not really good, real good people. He's rated really high on Marketplace as dependable, honesty, speediness, and all this. He does this. He's just a young kid. He's like 19 years old. His dad helps him, so helps him out. And so she's got it. She's got a pretty good car. But another thing is that he told me 11th hour, and I was praising God for your 11th hour, God. And they brought the car by at 11 o'clock at night. was just kind of really showing that he was in it. So she is going to be taking him out and make sure he has an oil change and a tune-up and that stuff. But it seems, I'm believing and confessing, thank you, Lord, that this is it. And because of what you did and what you told me. So she's got a car finally, praise God. She's had that one for weeks and weeks. So,
amen. That's awesome, so, baby.
You got it. Yeah, he's wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for doing that for Victory. Getting her some wheels. Amen.
One prayer request, too.
Okay.
One prayer request. I was talking to her a little while ago, and Jonah was on. He was in his bedroom because he gets angry, and he took a hammer and smashed the TV, which is, yes. But anyway, what he did was not good.
No.
So, but then he's telling me, I, you know why I did that? This is how he talks. You know why I did that? I did it because my head's messed up. And he hears that. He hears that. He gets that kind of stuff he's told me when he's bad and does wrong things. And I was trying to tell him, your head is not messed up. It's just your heart. Your heart is messed up. And he's going to be made right with God. He'll help you if you pray. He'll help you make the right decisions and be obedient. So I just want prayer for Jonah in this and prayer of what's spoken over him. These curses not being spoken over him, that Victory would get a hold of that.
Amen.
And that I would know how to maybe even share that with her. She'd receive it. So if you could pray for that, that'd be great.
Does she read any of the books from you, Ben?
I've given her some, but she's not really reading them. Okay. We've given her some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's pray. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Jonah to you, and we break every curse spoken against him. We cast him down to the ground as null and void against him in the name of Jesus. And we break that, the curses that are being spoke against him as they happen, when they happen, in Jesus' name, that he doesn't hear them. Lord, we ask that your angels stand around about him to keep those curses from getting to him. And we praise you, Father, for encouraging him and to put in Victory encouragement instead of the curses. And we thank you, Father, for doing that for Victory in Jonah. And Lord, we're looking for a mighty, mighty miracle in Jonah. We cast out anger and frustration off of him right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we break it and we command it to go from him in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask and we pray right now that the Lord of Harvest would send somebody to Victory that she would listen to, that would have the truth of the gospel. And we praise you for it, Father. You said we could do that, and we're doing it. We know that Victory fixed to find somebody coming around and talking to her. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And that the next time, in the near future, she's going to call her mama and tell her what happened. And we praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for even filling her up when she comes. And Jonah up with the Spirit of God. And we praise you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yes, thank you, God. Amen. Thank you.
I don't think it's going to be long that they'll be here to also. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, David.
There's a guy I work with at work, and his mom's a Christian, but he's not. And they lost their first child when he was 1 year old, over a year ago. And yesterday he had to rush her to the hospital. She's pregnant. She's due next month. He took her to the hospital because she got high blood pressure. And with the last birth, she got high blood pressure and they had to do an early C-section. And they tested her blood. She was 150 over something, which is high. And They told her she hits 160, they're going to have to do C-section again. And today, towards the end of the day, he had to take off. I'm guessing his wife got high blood pressure again. And if we could pray for him that maybe this is God's way of him trying to bring him back. I mean, he's a nice guy, but it's just his, with his first kid, they had the same thing. And if God showed his miracle, maybe he'll go turn to God. If we could pray about that.
Amen. Did you say that his wife was a Christian or his mother was a Christian?
His mother.
Okay. All right. And is neither one, the wife or the husband, are Christians, either one, right? Okay. All right. Well, Father, we ask that you use this to bring them into the kingdom. And we ask that you give whoever it is the boldness to come up and ask them and tell them there is a Savior that can save you and bring your child out without all of that doctor stuff. And not only that, he can heal the sick. And he does it every day. And Father, the Jesus that we know, ask that you reveal to them, Lord, the light of love that Jesus is to all of us. And we praise you for doing that, Father. We ask that you grant repentance to them and bring them in, Lord. Humble them in a way that they'll know, Father, that you're there for them. And all they have to do is reach out to you, Lord. And we thank you for it. If it means to use this child that she has in her womb, Lord, I ask that you do it, Father. That you show them that your love and your grace and your mercy far exceeds anything that they ever thought was possible. And I thank you for doing that for this couple. In Jesus' name, bring them in, Lord, in a mighty, mighty, wonderful way, Lord. And I ask that you give David wisdom and the words to say when the time is right. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, and it's done. That's another couple that's going to come into the kingdom in a mighty way. Thank you, Father. Anybody else want to pray? Yes, Marilyn, go ahead.
Well, Father, we bind up this hardness of heart, this rejection, this spirit of anger towards you, Father, with the death of their first child. Ah, Father, this grief, this sorrow in their hearts. And Lord, just, you know, once again, just these walls that have come up between you and them. We cast that down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray a mighty, mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon them. Their hearts are just going to melt in just such a mighty, mighty way. Loving Father, enlighten the eyes of their understanding by the power of your Holy Spirit. Draw them to you through the blood of Jesus. Help them to see that they need Jesus, that there may be things that they don't understand, but you haven't, you're not the problem. We bind up those spirits of pride and self-deception and just those spirits of accusing you, Lord. And Father, I just thank you that you're going to take care of that. You're taking care of it now. You're taking care of it in a mighty way. And Lord, I thank you for preserving this little baby that's in the womb and the mother. I command her blood pressure to be normal in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. I pray the curses off of her, of that preeclampsia. I cast that down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I do. We cast down all the anxiety, the worry, the stress, the tension, the nervousness. And I thank you, Lord, for doing just a mighty, mighty work here. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Amen. All right. Anybody else? All right. We got a little time left. The question that Pat posed, when we died in Christ on the cross, what part of us was in Christ on the cross? Was it our spirit or soul or body or all of them? What part died and was raised up? And when God raised Jesus from the dead, he's talking about, what part died and was raised up when God raised Jesus from the dead? And he quoted Galatians 2 and 20 and 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. All right, who's first? Did you have anything you want to add to that, Pat, or comment on?
Not a lot. I just wanted just to mention that the Thessalonians, I think, was it 5-something? I don't have it in front of me here.
1 Thessalonians 5:23, I think, is what you had.
Yeah, which is where Paul is talking about the whole spirit, soul, and body. And he differentiates, puts a distinction between all three of those aspects. And I guess I don't want to really elaborate. I just wanted to listen if I could.
Okay. All right, Geneva, here's the question. When we died in Christ on the cross, what part of us was in Christ on the cross? Was it our spirit or soul or body or all three? And what part died and was raised up when God raised Jesus from the dead? Then he quoted Galatians 2 and 20, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. All right, somebody go. Oh, I see y'all did some studying. Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
Well, whenever we look at these kind of scriptures, first, we have to realize this is all done by faith. And if you don't have the faith for it, you didn't receive any of it. So these scriptures are meant for people that believe what's being said and they receive it by faith. And then they receive the promises that are given there. And so when we're looking at what was manifested in us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if we believe it's no longer we live, but Christ lives in us, and the life we live now, we live by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, we can believe we can manifest all those things. First, our spirit, which is free. That's easy. But the soul, of course, that's what we are manifesting our perfection in. That's what we're walking the walk out to become in the image of Jesus Christ. But we always have to do that by faith. We can't do that ourselves. We believe that it's been done for us, which is we're talking about now. Perfection or fruit is Jesus. So we're doing that all by faith, that God's going to do that in us and through us. We do that by the promises. And if we're looking at that death, burial, and resurrection, we're thinking, well, that's all that Christ is. That exchange was made. So we can believe that not only was our spirit given a new spirit because of that, because that's what born again is. Part of it's born again spirit. The next is a soul. And that soul, that born-again soul, starts to take place and manifest. We have faith for that also, and that perfection, which is walking in Christ. And you can't do any of that without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because that's the power of God that's going to manifest and make that happen. And then finally, through those processes that Peter talks about, we'll get that new body, the resurrection of body in Christ. But right now, while we're on the earth, we can go by the promises we have, that we don't have to deal with sickness, because there is no sickness in Christ. We don't have to deal with a curse. We can cast that off us, but we have to fight for those things by our faith. We have to stand on the promises of God to receive those things. A lot of people want this instant manifestation, but part of that process God uses that to perfect us is the suffering, the lack, the desire for more and better, because we don't see that. So first we realize we don't see it all perfected in us at one time, but we're looking for the manifestation of it, and we believe we have it by promises. We believe we already received it, is what was told, but we have to be willing to endure for those promises too. We have to hold on to the promises, like we've all are seeing happen here, and the deliverances. It doesn't happen immediately when you come into the kingdom. You have to go through that process. So I don't know if this is answering some of those questions, but it's something we have to hold on to by faith and endure in to see the promise come through, and we can't let go of it. So is that helpful? I hope that's answered some things. Hope I'm on target.
yeah that's some of it. Yeah, that's great. Anybody else? I'll tell you. Yeah, go ahead, Isaac.
Hey, we were listening to, I think Malcolm mentioned that it was in the Real Good News. So we listened to the podcast, and David goes on to say that it's the part of you that's been crucified with Christ is spirit, soul, and body. And so it is all three. But I think Dave Nelson just mentioned something that I think is true, and I'm going to share a little verse here too, is that we don't have to accept this curse, because one, we have the promises, because instantaneously we receive Christ the Spirit, and then our soul, our mind, emotions, and will, that is a progressive thing, that we are continuing to more come into the image of Christ. And it's no longer my emotions and will, but like Jesus said, he said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. So our will be God's will, vice versa, ever. I kind of get that confused, but so that's come into the image of Christ. And then body, you know, I believe that's going to be manifestation Christ in the body, like beholding in the mirror. But I'll read this to Dave Nelson's point. And it's Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead shall also give life also to your mortal bodies through his spirit that dwelleth in you. So, I mean, we're not under the curse. We do manifest Christ in the spirit. And then I believe second soul, and then third would be body in the progression. I could be wrong. I've been wrong 100 times before, and that's okay. I'm willing to be wrong. That's what got me to UBM, is accepting the fact that I was wrong in my religious beliefs. But anyways, so that just a point. But if I might add, and could somebody clarify this for me? I don't want to get off Pat's point, because it's such a good point. But if maybe later, Michael, we could go back. I was reading when, you know, and Jesus talking about, you know, the good seed. 30, 60, and 100 fold. And this has been something that's on my mind a whole bunch. And I believe the Lord showed me something here, but I don't want to be so arrogant, like, hey, this is it, because this is where I need you guys and your wisdom, or the wisdom the Lord gives you. So 30, 60, and 100 fold. And I know 30, 60, and 100 fold is the fruit of Christ, okay? But 30 is that spirit, 60 is spirit soul, 100 is that spirit soul body. I don't know, but it, you know, I'm just wondering. It may be if y'all can clarify later. I don't want to get off Pat's point, so I've been wanting to really ask that. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll get over this right here. All right, anybody else on what Pat has out there? Andrew?
Well, I approached it from a different point of view. And the first thing I did was I wrote some verses here. First of all, I started with John 3:16. And I take the very first part of that, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Okay. And then I go to 1 John again, the same apostle, 4:19. We love because he first loved us. So what I'm trying to get at here is the spirit of God's love. And God has no problem fulfilling his obedience. When he promised the Messiah to the Israeli people, it wasn't just for them, it was for the nations too. And this is for God so loved the world. But, you know, if God is spirit, he's doing this in the spirit. And we have to receive this spirit of his love in order for us to love him back. And God doesn't fail, because love never fails, especially God's love. So that's the way I approached it. So everyone will eventually have the spirit, soul, and body. And I have to look to the Lord for him to accomplish this all through his love, because it's faith that worketh love. And another verse that I sort of jotted down was in John again, 16:27. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father. So he's telling his disciples this, and it's for us too, because it's a corporate thing. It's his love for the world, and we receive that love. Father, what hast thou given me? I desire that where I am, they also be with me. This is John 17:24, so I'll read that just a bit more. Father, what thou hast given me, I desire that where I am, they also be with me, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, because thou lovest me before the world's foundation. So the Lord Jesus Christ is praying for all those the Father has given him, to see his glory. And of course, we all saw his glory from the very beginning, because if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sins. So part of that glory is the blood of Jesus. So this light, this child of light that you are, is a fellowship with the life of Jesus. But here's the clinker for this. It's John 13:34. A new commandment I give you, that ye love one another, even as I loved you, that ye also love one another. Now, there's quite a few loves in that verse. There's three of them. And it's also attained by the Spirit of God, because he gave this love to us first. We love him because he loved us first. So the spirit of this love, I don't know if the spirit of love is listed anywhere, you know, but as for your flesh, you know, I was told once that we are the Word made flesh, because we have to abide in the one who is the name called the Word of God. So in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the exceeding grace, greatness of his, of the power be of God and not from us. So if we have this treasure, and of course your treasure is where your heart is, and it's got to be filled with love for God, and that's faith that worketh the love. But God already gave you all the love, so why do we hesitate is the other question, you know. If it's a spirit of love, then really we gain quite a bit from this spirit of love. I have some little notes here. You know, we have a spirit of truth. So, and that's when he gives you the Holy Spirit. So you get the spirit of truth. You're not getting the letter of truth. You're getting the spirit of truth. And that's in chapter 16, the 12th verse and the 13th verse. So it makes reference that it is the Holy Spirit there. And it's also in 14:17, the spirit of truth. And of course, it's not the letter. But in 1 John 4:6, you got the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. It's not the letter of truth, and it's not the letter of error, which you can really think about there. Because if it's the letter of error, then it's mental assent that you have this by. And if it's the letter of truth, you have it by mental assent. You got to have this spirit of the truth, and this, and you got to know what the spirit of truth is and this spirit of error is. So there's a another side to it there. I also think that even your mouth, it's not a. In 2 Thessalonians 2:8, it says that. That you have a spiritual mouth, not a letter mouth. You know, he's going to spew them out of his mouth in the Laodicean church. But we have a mouth that's a spiritual mouth, because it's with that spiritual mouth he's going to make things happen. When you read it over there in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8. In Revelation, you have not the letter of prophecy, but the spirit of prophecy. There's a good verse that says love of the spirit in Romans 15:38, I believe it is. You know, and there's so many of these verses. You know, there's in 2 Corinthians 4:13, there's the spirit of faith. And again, it's why I'm bringing all these things up. It's because it's not the letter of faith. It's not the letter of love. It's the spirit of love, because God so loved you. And in 3:16 of John, and we love because he first loved us. And there's in 2 Corinthians 3 and 8, the manifestation of the spirit, you know. It really isn't the manifestation of the letter. You're not going to get anything. The living God spirit, again, in 2 Corinthians 3 and 3. It's not the... Now, we know that his word is spirit and life, but it's not the living God's letter. So it's got to be more than just ink on a page or engraved in stone. It's written with the spirit. The earnest of the spirit or the earnest of the letter. You guys pick one. That's 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22. to 1 Corinthians 12:13 speaks of one spirit and to drink of one spirit. You don't drink of the letter. The power and the spirit and power, you know, it's not the letter and power. That's what the letter people say, you know. And of course, you can also work in Romans 1:16 and 17 there, because it's the power of God for salvation. So it's not a power that comes just through the letter of reading that word. There's a spirit behind it that backs it up. So, you know, there's a lot of things there that the spirit revealed by God, you know, to us, and freely given to us of God, the spirit. And, you know, even where they talk about the wisdom of God in Corinthians being foolishness. But the point I'm trying to get across here is there is a spirit of God's love, and it comes along with the life, and the power of the love is right there. It's in that verse that I read in 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the exceeding greatness of the power be of God and not from us. So we have authority, but God has the power. And it's all through his spirit. Like, the Christian life is highly spiritual. Every word that you've been given to bear fruit in you, even from the sight, you know, has changed you immensely, because it's spirit and life in you now. Even the correction, it's not just doctrine. It's not the letter of teaching or the letter of prophecy. It's the spirit of teaching and the spirit of prophecy. This is a light that God has already shared with you. And he's given you all this light. He said you were a child of light. You have to guard the deposit of this light in you, but the Lord also guards the deposit of that light in you. He gives you the anointing, the oil for your lamp. You're supposed to take some extra oil with you. He's filling your extra pot of oil now for you through his word. And you're going to have that extra oil to go through to the end, whenever that will be, up to God, of course. And well, that's what I think. So he is changing us entirely, and it is a life-giving spirit. That's in 1 Corinthians 15:34 maybe. And he changes your soul, because that's where you bear your fruit. That's in whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Not whosoever, but whatsoever. So that's the increase of fruit in your soul. In 1 John 5:3, 4, and 5. And 2 Corinthians 4:7 is you are the word made flesh, you know. So that's the way it works, you know. You're if you're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, you're definitely there. And it's all spirit. The whole thing is spirit. You're seated at the right hand of God, but he still tests us and perfects us through the testing. That's what we have to expect, because he loves us. There's a lot of people out there that don't believe God loves them. They don't get even past the first few verses of John 3:16. There's so much in John 3:16 if you take it apart and just do a study on that. God has no problem fulfilling his love. Now, we know that our agape is hard to fulfill. I don't know why we think that, but everyone thinks that, so don't. You're not allowed, because you have a new mind that's transformed. And it ain't the pastors, it ain't the denomination, and it ain't your nation, it's the kingdom of heaven's mind. Seek ye first the kingdom of the Lord and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And praise God. That's just exciting to think about. God, it's this love that never fails. Never fails. Never fails for God to love us too. He knows how to love us. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Yes, sir.
I was looking at the cross references for 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and I found Hebrews 4:12. Can I read it?
Sure. Go ahead.
I know it already, but thought I'd read it. I was on it. Okay. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit of both joints and marrow and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. When I was thinking of, before I got that scripture, I was thinking, you know, we're talking about the three parts, you know, spirit, soul, and body. And I was thinking, why wouldn't all of them be involved when they go on the cross? Because they're all involved when we gain Christ. You know, we have to get rid of the flesh and, you know, lay it down. And so every part of our being needs to be affected by God, from what I'm thinking, you know. And and you know, that the word, when we get the word in us, it's so powerful that it affects our whole being, that it'll bring a change in our lives, to the point where we have to be like in Thessalonians, it says that till we are made complete. So that's my view on that.
Okay.
Seems like that scripture would kind of fit with it, because it's right. Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Anyone else? I want to point out a couple of things. Yes, Pat, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I just now saw
you. Go ahead and point out your two things.
Okay. One thing I want to point out was Colossians chapter 1, and starting out in 21 and read through 23, I think. And you, being in time past alienated, and enemies in your mind in your evil works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and without blemish and unreprovable before him. Now here's the kicker. 23. If, that little two-letter word, if so be that ye continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached in all creation under heaven, whereof I, Paul, was made a minister. He's saying you're now reconciled through the body of his flesh through death, in order to present you without blemish and unreprovable if you continue in the faith. Paul ain't telling them that it's spotless or blemishless. He's telling them that it's a process. This is a walk that you have to go through to get the soul, our mind, will, and emotions in line with the word of God. And God does it in you. It's just like Dave was talking about earlier. And also, I'll go into that a little bit later. Go ahead, Pat, and I'll finish up in a minute.
What was your second one that you were talking about? And then I just wanted to make a point of why I brought it up, but that's I'd rather hear what you have to say there.
Okay, well, I was just going to address what Isaac was bringing out there before. And I'm going to read out of the hidden manna that caught up to the throne. And that is, let me see what chapter that is. It's chapter 6, called up to the throne. He said the first, second, and third throne experiences correlate to the regeneration and empowering of the spirit, soul, and body of the man-child. So what he's saying is this, the 30, 60, and 100-fold, the spirit, of course, is when you get in salvation. That's the 30-fold. Okay, but you still have to go by faith, right? That's the 30-fold. The 60-fold is when the soul is regenerated, okay? And then the body comes along as you mature in the third throne experience. That's the man-child. The man-child will go through the third throne experience. You remember what happened to Jesus when he went to the third throne experience? He came back down from the resurrection. He was walking through walls, wasn't he? He was doing all of that, but he still had the body. He told Thomas, he said, check it out, son. He said, put your hand in the hole of my hand, in my side. He told him, put it in the side, but he still had his body. It was a glorified body. That's what we're going to see. Celestial and terrestrial, that's right. So that's just a little bit. Go ahead, Pat, with your question.
When I
comment, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. When I went, actually, what I was thinking is more in line with what you just said, and what Isaac brought out, and that is the 30, 60, 100 fold. And when I did is I kind of went back to Genesis. And just to note the structure or the authority there, that exactly what happened in Genesis 1:27 on the sixth day, said God created man in his own image, and he created. It basically said before that, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, sea, over the birds of heaven, over the cattle, etc., etc. Then it says, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And the thing that is important about that that reference is the word created, because that word created is means to create, to it has the aspect of creating something out of nothing, I guess you might say. But if you then go, and when you look at that verse where he's talking about there, right after that, he said, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, etc., and have dominion. And if you go through the rest of the scriptures, they're basically giving him dominion over the earth. So he created man, I believe, in his spirit. He created the spirit of man. And the reason I say that is then when you go over to Genesis, the next chapter, verse 5 in chapter 2, it says, no plant was of the field of in the earth yet. No herb in the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, for there was not a man to till the ground. In other words, man wasn't there yet in that second chapter. after the first chapter where God had created man, but yet in the second chapter he said he hadn't created, that man wasn't around. Verse 6, he said, or verse 7, he says, and the Lord God then formed man out of the dust of the ground. And in these verses here in the second chapter, is not saying that he created man. This is when he formed man. And it's a totally different word. And he said, out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. So somewhere in that process of the chapter before, when God created man and gave him the authority and the blessings and the and that whole process, in the second chapter he then formed a man, he became a living soul when he formed that body and breathed the breath of life into him, and he became a living soul. So there was a process in God's process, and I think, I guess what I'm keying on is that the significant point was that the authority of the Spirit was given in the first process, and that authority gets worked out in the second process of the soul and body process. So I'm going back to actually what Isaac was saying there about the 30, 60, and 100 fold, that there is a process where we receive God, his authority, his truth in the Spirit, and we have to work it out through the soul, and it is manifested then through the body, the soul body experience. So why I brought that up, I don't even know, quite frankly, but anyway, I just thought I would toss it out there. But well, I appreciate it.
Where we might be a little bit like Sarah is, we don't work out anything. We just believe. Just like Dave was talking about earlier. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, that spiritual mirror, the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that does it in us. And he will, as we continue in faith, bring that maturity upon us. But it's all by faith. And how do we get that faith? It's by reading and studying the Word of God. Reading and studying and getting the Word of God in you, and allowing the Lord to work that Word in you so you can reach and grab those verses when you need them.
Is that the working out of our salvation?
Yeah,
you're referring to?
Yep. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to get the working out of our job is to study the Word of God. That's our job. And to have faith, of course. Faith is the essence of our walk.
And being obedient to what you read.
Yeah, and yeah, doing what the Word says.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. There's an aspect of cooperating with that.
You're absolutely right.
With that process, mm-hmm. in that we have to bring under this body, soul, bring it under submission through the authority that we have in our spirit to walk that process out.
Self has to die. Go ahead, Isaac.
Oh, I was just going to agree to your point about being in the Word, so it can recreate Christ in us. But what Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever you will and it shall be done unto you. So we can ask, well, Father, manifest Christ in me, you know, no more Isaac, but more Jesus. And so now I was just agreeing to that point that's a verse that's been in my heart a whole bunch here lately.
Amen. Yeah, Vanita, go ahead.
So just to clarify, I guess I'm a little confused on this one part. When the man child comes at the end, I guess I just always thought it was 30, 60, and 100-fold that he would be in the image of Christ 100%, but I didn't think that he would receive, the man-child body would receive the new body until the resurrection. But I think what you're saying is that the man-child will get the new body.
What you're going to see is 100-fold fruit in the man-child at some point, not right away, at some point. You'll see 100-fold maturity in it. And that is what Jesus displayed when he came back from heaven. Remember what he said? He said, the works you've seen me do, you're going to do. Greater works you're going to do. And the greater works is because it's going to be a bunch of them. And the greater works, that's going to be an awesome experience, I can tell you that, to see that. But, yeah, that's what's going to happen. I believe it. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9, the things that have been are the things that shall be, and there ain't no new thing in heaven. That's my old Arkansas parallel there. So, all right, if we don't have any more, we'll just go ahead and close that. Dave says, manifesting perfection is in an audio one-hour teaching and also is in the transcripts of Bible study. Yep, it is. That's a good one. There's another one, too. Trying to think of the name of it. Yeah, I can't think of the name of it right now. But anyway, Lord, we just thank you again for another wonderful night. We thank you for all of the praise reports and testimonies we've had tonight, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for placing in each and every one of us to get in the Word and to play, and like Isaac said, to get that Word in us and to manifest Christ in us through it. And we praise you, Father, for doing that in each and every one of us. That nothing's more important right now than keeping our eyes focused upon you, Lord. And you, and we just thank you, Lord, for manifesting that 100-fold fruit in all of us, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Y'all be blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
See y'all.
Fixing to see you Thursday.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
God bless. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Lord bless everyone. Have a good evening.